And to Florida now. We've reported on the governor recently signing into law a bill that will allow teachers to carry a firearm in school, which is stirring up a lot of feelings across the country. But in many communities, for kids, being around guns is not a new concept. YR Media's Natalie Bettendorf talks to educators and students in Kansas and Iowa, where gun safety training is part of life, even at school.
Alexis Buxton is 18. She lives in Scott City, Kansas. It's a small town, like less than 4,000 people small. And like many kids there, she grew up around guns.
My mom has a concealed carry gun. My dad has a gun. My sister and her husband are both avid hunters.
So Alexis was excited when she reached the point freshman year when she could take a course on hunter education, where she'd learn how to use guns safely and for class credit.
If I walk up to Alex and hand him a firearm, what's the first thing he should do?
In Kansas, teaching hunter education in school has long been funded by the state's Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. It even has its own promotional video.
Point the muzzle in a safe direction, right?
In the video, an adult instructor stands in front of a class of gangly teens and walks them through the basics of gun safety, while a narrator explains the program's virtues. But in places still reeling from school shootings, hunter education brings up serious concerns. Matthew Harris is a graduate of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. After the shooting in Parkland, he helped start March for Our Lives Tallahassee at Florida State University. And he feels skeptical about hunter ed.
Gun training is not unimportant, but I think the best way to eliminate school shootings is to not have guns in schools. I've never been the biggest fan of hunting in the first place, but obviously since my high school was shot up, it soured me on hunting even more, I think.
Matthew and others in the March for Our Lives movement have called for tighter gun regulations as a way to prevent future school shootings. But there are parts of the country where learning to shoot can seem as common as riding a bike. And there, some students feel it's more important than ever to teach kids how to respect guns through firearm safety training.
All right, cheek down on the stock, gun up a little higher.
In Worth County, Iowa, Dan Block is teaching a 7th grader how to shoot clay pigeons.
Are you ready?
Pull.
You got it!
Yeah! I did it! I did
Most states require people to take a hunter education course to get a hunting license. In Iowa, you have to take the class if you're born after 1972. Block teaches it year-round, mostly to kids.
I teach the kids about muzzle-loading rifles. That's a really good background on why and how a gun works. And then in the second shooting program, I teach the kids how to reload rifles, and then we shoot AR-15s.
That's right, AR-15s, the same kind of gun used in several recent mass shootings, including Parkland last year. Block doesn't see the issue with teaching kids how to use these guns.
You've got everybody familiar with guns around here, and we don't shoot each other in the schools with them.
I just think that's a flawed statement to make. It's very naive and very dangerous.
That's Matthew Harris from Parkland again.
People can know everything there is to know about guns and still go out and commit a school shooting. Students are emotional. They're teenagers. They could decide to do something really bad.
Back in Kansas, Alexis Buxton says she does worry about school shootings. And her school offers drills for active shooters in addition to hunter ed. The way she sees it, both matter. But if she had to pick just one...
I think a lot of people think that it's more important that we get kids like out shooting and out respecting guns before something like that happens in our own community.
So far in 2019, there have been more than 40 people killed or injured in gun-related incidents at K-12 schools around the country. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Bettendorf.
And Natalie's story was produced by Youth Radio's new network of journalists and artists. They're now called YR Media. Good for them.